why did you decide to stop competitions in 2014 now?
In 2014, actually it was in 2013.
Yes, you stopped in 2013, right?
Because, first of all, because I started Decathlon, actually as almost full-time activity in 1998. That's 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long time. I'm 34 now. I'm turning 35 this year, and yeah, the body start to get tired all this year of training. Yeah, actually, I ran through two major injuries along my career. I lost 3 or 4 years, but I came through the last one, who kept me away from the track between 2010 and 2011. So I had two seasons off, and yeah, I noticed that it was really, really hard to come back on the track on a competition level after two years of injury. And I did it, and I saw also that. Yeah, we had at my age now, it's getting more and more mm-hmm. difficult to stay at the same level.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was time to stop, because it was asking more and more sacrifice and time, and I didn't want to spend it anymore.
Anyway, 15 years is quite a long career for.
That's a long career indeed. Yeah, that's a long career indeed. I try to stay the most healthy possible. Trying to eat good, to sleep well, and actually I think it worked to stay, to have a long career. Yeah, of course I would have liked to get better results, like I guess everybody, but yeah, I don't get any regrets. I lived 15 years.
Yeah.
15 beautiful years where I met wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
I traveled a lot, and this is priceless for me. I mean,
yeah, I imagine.
I was born in I grew up in a small village in France, and I saw a lot of people in my school who weren't traveling that much, or just the fact that to go to the major town 30 mm-hmm. kilometers away, that was like a big deal mm-hmm. for them. And if I look at that now, I travel all over the world, and I think that it's a chance. It was a chance, and I took it.
You said you've been doing it for 15 years. And why did you choose Decathlon then when you were young?
Well, actually, I started with pole vault, as my dad was a sport teacher in a little school, and
mm-hmm.
And as I said, I grew up in a small village, but in the summer, no school, not that much to do except climbing in the trees and
mm-hmm.
Running in the cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a bit bored when I was 8 or 9 years old, and my dad decided to. Yeah, I was watching athletics, and my dad decided to bring a kind of a gymnastic mat, so like 20 centimeters broad, and I made a hole in the garden. He brought me a pole,
mm-hmm.
early a pole, and I started to vault. I started to vault the whole summer, and after 2 months, I was able to vault 2 meter 20.
Yes.
Can't remember exactly, and. Yeah, I really liked it, and I went. I kept on doing a bit everything in athletics, but I was fencing more pole vault than the rest.
Yeah.
Until when I was 15, and there's a friend of mine said, "Yeah, there's a competition. That's exathlon, so that was 6 events.
Mm-hmm.
Are you interested to do it?" Yeah, why not? I went there, and that was actually the Interregional Championships. I went there, and I won. So I thought, oh, yeah, that's nice, because there's a lot of events, and that's not boring at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I went through, and the year after, I qualified for the French Championship. That was, and 2 or 3 years later, I was qualified for the World Junior Championships. So, and I thought that practicing, training, and everything was a bit... a bit more funny than training on only one event. So that's why I kept on doing pole vaults also as a specialist beside until junior, and then I knew that I had to choose between the two events because decathlon is an event. It's not something that gathers several events. Decathlon is an event itself. And yeah, after junior, I said, okay, I'm gonna focus now completely on the decathlon and put pole vault aside, even if I wanted to keep it as a strong point. But that's how I chose.
Anyway, it's always been your best discipline that in decathlon, hasn't it?
It has been a strong point, and especially until the late 2 years of 2000, vaulting 520, 530 was definitely a strong point. I was catching up a lot of points, except maybe I remember a competition in Talence against Erki Knoll, and Erki was vaulted at that time 550. There was also Sébastien Lévesque, but yeah, no, most of the time with 530, you were definitely catching a lot of points. Now the level, yeah, went up with especially with pole vault. You see that if you're not vaulting 5 meters now in decathlon, you're losing points. But yeah, no, I kept up, a good level with pole vault, and yeah, it helped me a lot.
In fact, you have competed with many, many stars at of Decathlon, like Dvorak, Erki Knoll.
Yeah, definitely. I competed with the last three record, the world record holder. I competed against Tomáš Dvořák. I competed against Romain Chevalier, and I competed against Ashton Eaton
Not
last year
long
in
ago.
Talence. Yeah, unfortunately, I had to stop because of an injury.
Yeah,
But that's a
what is your best record in a competition at Decathlon?
In
Best point.
decathlon, that's 8,025. I did it in Talence in 2005.
And if you consider that your personal best in each discipline, how much does it make the total points?
Yeah, I calculated once, and I would say I calculated also a second time, not that long ago, because I scored a PB on my last season. That was incredible with high jump. But no, I think I'm around 8.450, or yeah, between 8.4 and 8.5. And yeah, of course that showed me that actually I was 8.2 definitely. I never did it, that's only statistics. I know it. It's just it showed me that I was convinced, and these statistics show me that yeah, I was at least 200 points extra. But yeah, that's life, that's sports, and I'm already happy that I scored over 8,000 because I saw a lot of talented guy who scored nine times between 7, 9 and 8,000 without scoring 8 exactly. So I'm happy I could do it, and well, I had an how you say that untypical career. I traveled a lot, I worked with several people, so maybe I missed a little bit of instability along my career to build something maybe higher. But I don't get any regrets. Every single
No.
time I try to take the best solution for me, and I wasn't scared to jump over a gap and travel somewhere to train with someone else. And yeah, okay, it could have been A2, but well, that's how it is. And as I said, I will remember more the fact that I met a lot of people, and yeah, of course, and I scored over 8, and maybe I could have seen the Olympics, but yeah, it turned a different way, and that's the way it is.
But you've been rather regular in your scores and competitions, haven't you?
Well, yes and no. I've been really in 2005 and 6. Yeah, I've been regular between 7, 8, and 8,000. Afterwards, yeah, I've scored a lot of decathlon between 7, 6, and 7, 8. despite the fact that I knew every single time that when I was starting that I was much more. I never had some accidents, let's say, in my decathlon. Maybe that was also some kind of psychological things. I wasn't able to stay focused sometimes, or to come through a failure on after an event. I think I understood a lot of things in my last years of and you know, that's this kind of thing. You know, decathlon requires a lot of experience. Some athletes are able to gather a lot of experience already at their 25, 26. And yeah, I guess that I understood it at my 30s. So, well, and the body wasn't the same as I was 25,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course. But yeah, no, that's a complex event. And I would have liked to be a bit more regular, mm-hmm. more stable with my performance. Maybe it would have allowed me to get this peak performance around A2.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure I made some mistakes, and I know which mistakes I think I made. But yeah, that's always easier after than during the doing it.
You have a good experience of decathlon. How would you inspire young athletes to start decathlon?
That's a good question, because 10 years ago I had a point of view about decathlon. It already changed the last five years,
mm-hmm.
About the qualities that a good decathlete must have, and I'm still changing a little bit. I definitely think that speed is really important. That's nothing new. A lot of coach knows it.
Mm-hmm.
But now we see that with guys like Ashton, like Damien Warner, that speed is the key. And not only short speed like Andrew, but these guys are able to extend the speed until the 400s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that to get a really good decathlete in the coming years, we need to get some, bad sprinters, like 10-50s on sprinters.
Mm-hmm.
Like people who never reach the high level in sprint in the 100 with 10-50s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the best you can get a place in the relay. Maybe in the national relay, but that's it. But people who would be well coordinated with all the physical qualities, I think they would be able to become good decathletes if they are detected soon enough. Because
mm-hmm.
When I'm saying 10-50s, of course, it's not a question of picking a guy at the age of 20 or 22.
Mm.
I say, hey, come train a decathlon. You're fast, and because there's, as I said, there's a lot of experience. And even if there are some people who showed that starting decathlon quite late, you can achieve something. That's the case of Hans, who started decathlon quite late because he studied long. I guess that if we are able to teach a lot of motorical schemes to a kid from at the age of 12 or 14, and then you see that it's going to be definitely a potential sprinter, then I think you catch a good potential decathlete.
So it means an athlete can start quite young.
Yeah, of course. Better. Of course, it can start young. But it has to train.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that the training at the age of 12 or 14 is the same as at the age of 20.
Mm-hmm.
It's not at all. It's just that I saw too much athletic school in France, for example, where playing with the kids, there was more recreation athletics, and until really late, until the age of 10 or 12. And yeah, of course, they must have fun with athletics, especially at the age of 12 or 14, but the training must start at this age. And the training is more focused at this age with developing some skills, some motorical skills. And because most of the time when you're starting at 16 or 18, sometimes you've got bad habits who are already deeply written, and that's sometimes difficult to change it. So when you got a kind of new athletes who are a bit virgin of motorical skills, sometimes it's easier to learn, and it will learn faster, definitely.
Mm-hmm. What would be your conclusion about your life through decathlon? Is it the sport itself, or the fact, as you said, meeting people? But how can you describe one of your best decathlon? Why is it something very special?
Well, that's for me, that's the two things. That's the sport side, and also the human side. You know, as I said, yeah, I could have gone to the Olympics. I missed it in 2008 because of a virus. And 2012, I was injured for it in 2010 and 11, so I wasn't especially dreaming of London. But you know, of course, I could have scored A2. I could have gone to the Olympics. That would have been maybe an extra experience, something maybe fantastic. But I had a lot of good feelings about you know, winning, learning to win, learning to lose, learning to stand up after a fall. And I'm not going to say that decathlon is the only sport who teach you that, but that was my sport, and it taught me that. And I lived a lot of great things. As I said just a bit earlier, I competed against the greatest decathletes, and that was fantastic from the sports side. Then from the human side, yeah. Now I met my girlfriend, the mother of my daughter. I'm speaking three languages. I travel the world. I met a lot. I got now a network because I got a lot of friends who are spread up all over the world. And these things is priceless, according to me. And I'm not going to say that I wouldn't exchange it against, a qualification to the games or an extra medal. But that was, for me, when I looked behind, that was as important as the palmarès I had. So, I'm definitely happy with what I did and what I have now.
Anyway, we've met only in Talence, but what I experienced from meeting you there is that you always enjoy being with friends, talking with your colleagues, and even with photographers. I mean, you are one of the most friendly decathletes on the field, I can tell you.
Oh, well, thank you for the compliment.
It's my point of view.
thank you very much. I try to be natural on the field, even if I'm, you know, I would I'm gonna try to do everything legal, of course, to win. But I try to stay natural, and of course I got a lot of friends in the decathlon, among the athletes, of course, but also in the organization, on all the meetings. And yeah, that's important. I mean, if you're sulking for 2 days during your decathlon, to the photographer, to the organizer, to everybody, that means that you're not enjoying it. And if you're not enjoying it, why are you there? Why are you on the track? You could do several other things that could make you happy. So yeah, I tried I try to be as much as possible available for the other athletes, but also for the fans, for the, and that's true that talents was is the greatest meeting for that, because that's the end of the season. There's the pressure is much lower, and we are really close to the public, to the photographs, so we can play with them. And for me, the greatest example was for me during the pole vault, where the atmosphere is so great with the public, because they're really close from the track, and I decided to jump at every eight, and no matter if it would cost me extra energy, I wanted to share with the public to because you lift with the noise, and that's something extraordinary, and
yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of things I was looking for, especially in talents. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last question, maybe now. I know you are going to move to south of France because you are going to new career. What are your expectations now for your future then?
Well, I'm not someone who plan things too far. At the moment, I'm having different projects, maybe to work with the rugby club in Nice as an analyzer with some GPS devices. Maybe to do some private coaching, and I'm keeping on helping my girlfriend Lauren Host to come back in training and see what she will be able to do. Of course, I like athletics, and at the moment I don't get any contact in south of France and neither with all the athletes, but for sure if I saw an interesting challenge with pole vault or with decathlon, I might be interested, yeah, to get a couple of athletes with me and start coaching them. And doesn't matter, they don't have to be especially French. I like too much these sports to reduce it only in France. Could be French or foreigner, but I'm gonna be in a really great place where it's most of the time sunny and warm, and the training conditions are really good. And if someone is asking me to coach him, if I see an interesting challenge, a potentially interesting challenge, I think that I will accept it. But then, you never know what the life will bring you tomorrow. So, I'm open to a lot of things, and I'll see what the future brings me.
Anyway, you won't be far from the French Decathlon pole in Montpellier.
No, they won't be that far. That's true that I've been staying in Amiens or the last 3 years in Netherlands, and it was a bit far. And I spent my whole career with the national coach Jean-Yves and Cochon, and I could have gone there a bit more often. I think the distance was a bit not the only problem, but I had several coaches, and going there for weeks, that wasn't especially easy all the time. But now I'm gonna live a bit closer, and I know that they're going sometimes in Boulouris for national training camp, and if I can help them on occasionally, I'll do it without problem if I can help them.
Yeah.
And we see them. I'm in contact at the moment with William Motti, who's coaching a little bit the youth in Antibes. And if we see that there's something also possible there in Antibes itself, we might start something there.
Anyway, you will see you again in Talents on the side.
Yeah, hope so.
Maybe on the field. As a coach.
Yeah, or maybe on the field, coaching, or on the side. Yeah, I don't know yet. Anyway, if I'm not there this season, that doesn't mean that I'll never come back, because I like too much this meeting to stop going there. The atmosphere is really great, and I went there only as an athlete. I've never been there as a spectator or as a coach, and I'd like to leave that without worrying about scoring well
The
or
result.
doing well, but maybe more enjoying the atmosphere, even if I did it. But so yeah, no, I guess that I'll go there again. Forgot to say about my future, because that's also linked with athletics. I'm gonna use the fact that it's the good condition, the good training condition, to organize training camps in south of France, and that's the first year I'm organizing it this year. So we're gonna be ready to start the training camps from the end of March. A lot
For
of
foreigners, you mean?
For foreigners, for the French, the most of the French knows the best spot in France to train. I'm also open to for French group clubs who would like to come in south of France. But at the moment, I'm linked with a lot of Dutch athletes and also Finnish athletes. So I got already two Finnish athletes who will come in definitely in May, and I hope it's gonna be able to a bit extend to other countries
Yeah, good.
and give the opportunities to all these Northern European athletes to train properly before the season.
Okay. So thanks a lot for the end anyway. We wish you the best of all for your second life.